You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win 6-4, and Odion Ighalo to score and Watford to win in the betting at 16-1. Tottenham making a serious bid for the title here. They've leapfrogged Arsenal to move into third with that win against Norwich. And after four successive games on the road, they return to White Hart Lane, Lee, with a genuine belief now. I think they can win the title.
Yeah. That doesn't seem right, does it? But this season, anything could happen, couldn't it? You know, I do think City will end up winning it by a few clear points, to be fair. But
I do, but they're level on points with Arsenal now, and above them in the league.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, I prefer Tottenham. I think they look a more solid team. Look like they've got more backbone than Arsenal have this season. Pochettino's done a great job with them. It just kind of sticks in the craw a little bit, doesn't it? The one thing with Tottenham,
you just want to see one of the big sides win the league every season, don't you?
Yeah, I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
The one worry is that they just every now and again with Tottenham. And we shouldn't be saying that 1-2 against Watford's a problem, but every so often they chuck in a poorer performance. You know, they had that 2-1 defeat at home to Newcastle. There would have been a similar price, I'm sure. And then they went on that, you know, they went on a 5-match unbeaten run. Then they lost to Leicester. That's no problem. Now they've gone 5 matches straight where they've won. It just feels like something's going to go wrong. I don't know why. Maybe it's just Tottenham. Every time I see Harry Kane, I think he's a fantastic player, and he's just so strong. He leads the line. He looks so confident these days. He's odds on as well. But Dele Alli scored the goal of the season the game before last when he played, and he scored after about 10 seconds in his last game that he played. So I'm going to go Dele Alli to score anytime, 13-8 here.
Mentioned Harry Kane there. He's got 14 in his last 15 in the Premier League.
Another great England player.
Yeah, prior to that, he'd scored just 3-17, so he's really turned it on in the second half of the season. In addition to Tottenham being much stronger than Watford here, they've got a great record against them as well. Watford haven't won any of their last 8 against Spurs. Spurs have won 6 of those and drawn a couple. I don't get that feeling that Lee's just referencing there or alluding to with Tottenham, Derek. I think they're getting stronger as the season goes on now.
They are. I mean, the manager's done a fantastic job there. 6 months ago, I'd probably agree with Lee, but this is a proper side now, Tottenham. And not only are they looking tight in every position, you know, and strong in every position, they're scoring goals for fun. You look at the goals they scored recently in the last 4 or 5 games, a 4, a 2, a 3, a 4 and a 3. OK, some of the opposition wasn't top rate there, but I wouldn't call Watford top rate either. Yeah. You know, if Arsenal were at home to Watford here, I'm sure they would be lower than shorter than 1-2. And to be honest, now I would say Tottenham are going to finish above Arsenal. So I'm not going to oppose Tottenham here. I was disappointed in Watford in midweek, by the way. On paper, it looks a decent result for them, 0-0 against Chelsea. But I didn't see that much from them. If I was a Tottenham fan or a Tottenham scout, I didn't see too much from Watford to be scared in this game. I think Tottenham are good things here.
1-2 Spurs.
You remember that we were talking last game about how they wear teams down?
Yeah.
Did it again. You know, they've already beaten them, Norwich, 2-0, and they just keep going at you and scored in the 90th again. I mean, they've had 3 away games on the spin in the... 4, actually, if you count the FA Cup games, on the spin, and they've scored in the 66th, 90th, 82nd, 90th.
We did put that bet up, didn't we?
It was shorter this week, isn't it?
Yeah, in the goal time
7
market.
7-4, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's 6-4 now.
It is at
Tottenham
home,
goal, 76 minutes of full time.
Yeah,
6-4.
Home, I guess.
You'd still keep playing that, though.
Well, Harry Kane's penalty against Sunderland in the last home game was in the 79th minute. So, yeah, 89th minute, he got a penalty against Leicester in the game before that. 80th minute, Tom Carroll scored at home to Norwich. So, you know,
keeps happening, doesn't it?
They're a relentless team and they just keep going at you. And it seems like to keep up with them, teams have to put far more in. And Watford will have to, you know, really go at it to stick with Tottenham, I think.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.